We're at a stage right now where we're trying to save our Ojibwe culture and re-indigenize ourselves. We're trying to give ourselves true Red Lake Ojibwe identity while still empowering the youth with the modern skills they need to succeed in these times. We want to see these kids be doctors. We want to see them go into the trade field. We truly want to be sovereign. We want to have a field of workers and a generation of kids who grow up to be the next leaders that ultimately do better. I mean, that's the goal. That's like an American goal. You want the next generation to improve and do better. So for the future, I see more Ojibwe language being spoken. I see more people practicing our ceremonies. I see our people practicing more physical health and diet health. I see us working together diligently, and while not only improving our Red Lake community, but improving our Northern Minnesota community, because Red Lake has always been a valuable asset to this region of Minnesota. So I see our kids becoming very empowered, and it all starts with places like the Boys and Girls Club. I've always had a passion for the youth, because I grew up in Red Lake my whole life, and I know when I was younger, I was always grateful for what I had, but I dreamt of so many things. So I'm trying to make those dreams become reality for these kids. A lot of kids, including, you know, people from my generation, we grew up very Americanized, which is a normal thing for multi-ethnic people. I started to connect with my roots in probably my mid-20s. I guess in high school I knew the basics. I would put down my tobacco when I prayed. We sage down for, you know, to cleanse the air and to cleanse our spirits. I would go to a limited amount of what they call the sweat lodge ceremonies. I knew basic Ojibwe language. You know, I knew just as much as the next kid did growing up in those times. Like I said, we grew up very Americanized. We were exposed to the things we were exposed to. So I think it's tough for any, not just Ojibwe culture, any culture to try to keep those ways alive while trying to advance and survive in modern American society. But, you know, as I grew older, I reached out to the resources and the elders to learn more about our culture. And by doing that, I feel like I empowered myself because I was finding my identity. So I remember how that felt, and I want to bring that here to the Boys and Girls Club. And so anytime we could bring in more Ojibwe language and culture to the kids, it's a really positive thing. And we teach it to them in a way where they could use it in their everyday lives. It gives them identity, and that's so beautiful to see. And it helps them just be a better person overall.
Since coming on board as the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club, Thomas has seen major growth in participation.
Last year, we did our annual report, and we had an average of about 52 kids a day. And this year, we're seeing somewhere between 80 and 100 kids per day. So there's definitely a change, and it's needed, you know, a facility like this. And part of it, you could accredit to us doing collaboration work with other tribal programs like Red Lake Chemical Health, the Immersion Program, the community centers, the Secretary's Office. In the last year and a half, the Secretary's Office, Secretary Sam Strong, created what's called the Youth Coalition. And he basically brought together directors and staff from all the tribal programs that work with youth in some kind of way. So what we've done is we come together at these meetings and we say, okay, how can we help each other to offer more to the youth? And because of that, there simply just is more communication and more stuff for the kids to do. So a lot of credit goes to the Secretary's Office for bringing all the programs together. And it's been so awesome. It's always good when tribal programs come together to do something that benefits the youth. Because at times the tribal programs will be like islands. You know, they have their own resources, their own events and planning. But when we come together, we do great things. So I've been the CEO of the Red Lake Nation Boys and Girls Club since July 2019. 8 months. It's been great, and a lot has happened since then. We had to focus on securing and saving grant dollars, so we had to kickstart programming, create new initiatives, really emphasize on our outreach initiatives by running events. One of the coolest changes we've done is create more of a cultural-based program here, geared towards Ojibwe language, culture, and activities like that. So every Tuesday, we have what's called Culture Tuesdays. We have language tables at both units, because we have a Boys and Girls Club unit in Panema too, Ojibwe language, with Marcus Tyler and Vicky Finde, Ojibwe arts and crafts. We have big drum singing lessons. Like I said, we had the grant money to spend. I was like, let's invest in culture. Let's get our own big drums here, because we have a group of kids here that are already singing at a young age. Yeah. And we have moccasin games, the lacrosse games going on in the gym. So Tuesdays are always geared towards Ojibwe culture. And so the Ojibwe culture has been pushed heavily in the last half year. So beyond the Ojibwe cultural programming, we do the standard Boys and Girls Club programming, which is Healthy Habits, Smart Kids, Smart Girls, the Trail program.
What's the Trail program?
Trail is a physical education program that we use with kids. It's a way to track their fitness, what they did Monday through Friday, where they've improved, what their goals and plans are to get better at, whether it's at a sport, they want to lose weight, they want to eat healthier, or just simply, you know, get more active. It's a way to track their progression with physical activity. And we just kickstarted the program called Diplomas to Degrees, which is meant to assist our upper-class kids in high school to help them transition into college, give them, you know, help them find resources to get ready for post-secondary education. We had a record year in 2019 for days. Over 100 kids showed up to club, so our attendance has almost doubled. You know, our numbers for January and February of this year are almost doubled what they were in 2019. There was already a great staff of people here. We have this beautiful building. The building was constructed in 2008. The circle design of the building is definitely an idea based on culture, the Ojibwe culture. We have, out in the commons area, you'll see the four colors of the medicine wheel, red, yellow, white, and black, and it's a beautiful building. You know, we have our art room, our tech lab, the gymnasium, the commons area, the teen center. We've actually seen a higher number of teens in the last 4 months as well. So it's great to see we got the older kids coming in, and we're helping kids transition to finish out their high school years as well. We have resources to create programming and fun activities for kids. We just all had to come together and figure out, okay, how do we appeal to the youth of today? So it's different. It's different than what it was when I was a kid. So I feel like with the combined effort of our staff, working with other tribal programs, working with the school district, we've been able to figure out what the kids want to do here. And refurbishing our gymnasium with a new coat of paint, a brand new mural. The mural represents the old with the new. Artist Jonathan Thunder, who's a Red Lake band member, did an amazing job of putting it all together. And we sat down and, you know, we let him know the vision, the idea behind it. We embrace our past, and we celebrate our present and future as well. He was actually here for a whole week, and he did an artist residency. So we had a group of club kids help him make that. So our club kids got involved. We definitely wanted something that represented moccasin games, something that represented lacrosse, and something that represented new sports and new youth culture. So that's why you see Fortnite. They call them skins, but the Fortnite character is playing moccasin game with what would be Anishinaabe men from the 19th century, you know. And then you up above that, you have the creator's game, lacrosse. And the lacrosse player is dressed like, you know, in contemporary clothing. And then on the right side is the basketball, which is like, you know, our new favorite sport and our culture. That's why we show the kids, you know, we appreciate the old ways of the moccasin games and lacrosse, but we also embrace what you kids like nowadays. You like to play Fortnite, you like to play basketball. So it's a combination of the old and the new, and we hired, you know, local people and our own staff. We put a fresh coat of blue and white around the gym, put up new cages on the emergency lighting and exit signs, fresh nets on all the hoops, keep it fresh and clean in there because, like I said, if we have 100 kids coming here a day, the gym is being utilized heavily. So it the gym's totally different from when I got here. It's vibrant. It feels alive. It feels bigger. It feels like you want to get active in there, you know. So I'm very proud of that mural, that it came to life like that. It's the colors, the imagery, and what it stands for is everything that the Red Lake Nation Boys and Girls Club stands for.
I'm talking with Thomas Barrett about new initiatives and programming going on at the Red Lake Boys and Girls Club. There's a lot of outreach happening that's also making a huge impact.
Our events we've been doing creates like awesome outreach to the community. Like we did our first annual 7th Generation Powwow in Panema. We had graffiti artist Ezra Wilson come here and do graffiti art with the kids. You know, all these like new initiatives, things that weren't happening before, it's kind of like, whoa, what's all this new stuff going on? I want to go check it out. So yeah, the basketball Little League, you know, we're offering club on Sundays, which we didn't used to do. So that's a whole nother 4 or 5 days a month where the building is open to the youth.
Wow.
Yeah, so all that put together with the new positive environment in the building, I think the new kids are showing up and they're like, hey, I didn't know a club was this cool. I want to keep going back. And then they tell their friends and their cousins and siblings. So all that combined, that's probably why we're seeing a higher number of kids.
And the Red Lake Boys and Girls Club has an active basketball league. It's something that's new. It hasn't been in place for several years, and it's really, really taking off.
During this basketball season, we've put an emphasis on a new inaugural Little League. So this is the first year we've ran a Little League at the Red Lake Nation Boys and Girls Club, and we've seen over 120 youth participate in it, and it's for grades 2nd to 5th grade. So, you know, no surprise, basketball is big in Red Lake. So, you know, when over 100 kids show up for the Little League practices and games, and it's great to see parents here too. Anytime parents and guardians come to the club for events and programs, that's what means the most to us when we see the, you know, adults getting involved with the happenings with their kids and our club members. Basketball culture in Red Lake is huge.
Yeah.
And it's been a very big deal since the mid-90s. You know, the basketball wave, there's just something about the sport that it appeals to Native country. You know, you see like Native communities like Red Lake all over the country where, you know, their high school team has a good run in the playoffs and the whole community just rallies behind them. And it's, I guess from a athletic standpoint, there's a lot of similarities with the game lacrosse. The running, the cutting, the dodging, the moving, the teamwork, the passing, the goals on each end. A lot of similarities with the creators game, which is an Ojibwe, you know, pastime. So I think as far as athletics go, it's no secret to why young Native kids gravitate towards a game that's like how our ancestors played. And yeah, ever since there's been like success in the basketball program, Red Lake people just, they love their high school basketball, whether it's the boys or girls. And you know, it's when we started the Little League program, we didn't know what to expect. Because there hasn't been a Little League program in over a decade. So we're like, let's get them some cool uniforms. We'll get some volunteer coaches. We'll use the gymnasiums throughout the community. And let's see what happens. And we did our evaluations, and over 100 kids showed up. And we're just like, must be a Red Lake thing, because these kids love basketball. And the parents love basketball because they're all former, you know, Red Lake Warriors fans, you know. So they get to see the next generation of basketball players, you know, 2nd and 3rd graders just out there running and gunning. And, you know, we got all the kids, like, you know, the custom uniforms that have our Red Lake Nation Boys and Girls Club logo with a number on it, different colors for the different teams. So, yeah, basketball has always been a special thing for the Red Lake people. And we definitely wanted to, you know, use our Boys and Girls Club facility to you know, keep that tradition going. That's the ultimate goal. We teach them while they're young. They learn the basics. By the time they're in middle school, junior high, and at the varsity level, they were prepped at a young age. So they start learning the essentials, the bare basics of basketball at a young age. So hopefully we're breeding some state champions.
It's
going
to be fun to see. Yeah. Societal change usually does start with the kids, and the Boys and Girls Club at Red Lake is really doing its part in making a positive impact on the community, on the society in Red Lake, and of course, on those kiddos.
Anytime I've ever worked with the tribe, anybody will say there's always more need for cultural programming and anything with the youth. So being we're the Boys and Girls Club, we see the most numbers as far as kids getting involved and coming to our building. I definitely wanted to make it a priority to create more Ojibwe culture activities for the kids to, you know, immerse them into that. And it's so cool to see. To see these kids finding their identity, whether it's through the language, the sports, the arts and crafts. And, you know, we did ribbon skirt making with girls here, and to see them doing a more contemporary style of Ojibwe art. You know, there were some girls who knew what it was, and there were some girls who had no idea. But to see the young girls participating in Ojibwe arts and crafts like that, they felt like, you know, hey, this is cool. I didn't know this about my Ojibwe identity. And as young Anishinaabe youth, they were able to kind of like find a piece of themselves they didn't know that they had. So to see it happening, you know, the day one of ribbon skirt making, and then by the end of the week, they're done with it, they're wearing it. It's like, wow, you know, I'm proud to be Ojibwe. And that's what it's all about.
With so much growth already happening, I just couldn't even imagine what was on the horizon. I had to ask, what's coming up?
We received over $130,000 worth of carry forward funds, which is a part of our 21st Century grant. $30,000 of that will go towards new cultural liaison employment positions. So we're going to do even more cultural activities and language here and in Panema. We have a full unit director and staff up there. We have a Boys and Girls Club, which is also combined with the Panema Community Center. And the numbers, same thing up there. The numbers have gone up, and it's because of events and new programming going on up in Panema. So all the, you know, people in the Panema, Obashing area, Redby area, we got money set aside to create new photography, videography, and music production programming here at the Boys and Girls Club. So that'll be happening soon, which, you know, I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm very excited for the kids to, you know, learn about music and video production. And we're going to be doing the 7th Generation Powwow every November. So that's going to be cool. We're going to be refurbishing our teen center. It's open to any kids, not just kids from Red Lake. And so we just have applications that their parents or guardians sign. It takes about 3 minutes. You know, we also had a 25% increase in 2019 as far as enrolled members. We've seen over 400 kids, new kids, get enrolled at the program. So I'd like to accredit that to our new programs, our events, and our outreach efforts. A lot more kids are coming to the club than they were in the beginning of 2019. Get your kids enrolled. It's as simple as going to either the Red Lake or Panema unit to fill out an application. Our hours are 3 to 6 on Mondays and Fridays. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's 3 to 8, 6 to 8 o'clock being our teen hours. And on Sundays, we run our Little League basketball games. So get your kids signed up and bring them down to the Boys and Girls Club. It takes a team. I want to give a lot of credit and a huge shout out to my staff here in Red Lake and Panema. They do amazing work. We really come together to figure out what's best for the kids.
That's Thomas Barrett, Executive Director of the Red Lake and Panema Boys and Girls Club. It's an exciting time for the kids who get to take part in the activities at the Boys and Girls Club. And it seems like a really exciting time for the staff as well.
We got a lot going, but I dream big. I want to keep, you know, implementing new and bigger and better programming for the Boys and Girls Club.
You've been listening to Let's Visit. I'm Katie Carter, your host, and today we are learning about youth initiatives making a positive impact on Red Lake, Minnesota. Red Lake is embracing its youth and arming them with the language and culture of the Anishinaabe people so that those kids can walk in a modern world proud of and connected to their identity. I really, really enjoyed talking with the people of Red Lake and learning about some of the many ways the community is focusing on children to ensure its bright future. It is such an interesting time in Red Lake with the elders who spoke Ojibwe as their first language, now teaching the tiniest Red Lakers that first language. While I was attending the planning meeting for the immersion school with Franny, who you heard from earlier, and Nate and Sylvia, and others, including Pug, who you'll hear about in just a minute, I leaned over and I asked Franny, how has Red Lake changed since you were a kid? And she said, oh my goodness, there are so many more buildings now, the tribal headquarters, the Red Lake Tribal Nation College, and the new businesses around town. And then the meeting started, and David Manuel started talking about the sugar bush and maple syruping. And I noticed Franny writing something on a piece of paper, and later in the meeting, she handed me this folded piece of paper, and she had been thinking about how things had changed. And here's what she wrote. Wild rice, maple sugar, fish, vegetables, berries, our sustenance when we were growing up. We learned to hunt. We learned to fish. We learned to skin the animals. My dad and uncle trapped, built underground coolers, hauled water from the lake when the water wasn't polluted then. Our lives were so much better. Gathering, sawing or chopping wood. We had wild meats, deer, duck, moose, beaver, rabbit, muskrat. That was from Franny Miller. I have to believe that with all of these elders connecting with all of these young Anishinaabe, those old ways are going to be revived. It's a really exciting time in Red Lake. I will leave you with one last story from Franny Miller and her friend Pug. Both of these women teach the little kids at the immersion school. And this story is something that happened while they were on their way to a training in Michigan with Nate, who is one of the younger generation.
Does she call me Duwamish?
What is that?
My old friend. Oh. I got a story to tell you about her.
Okay.
We were on our way to Michigan. We had training to go over there. And of course, young people are going to blast their radios. He turned the radio up. He's got a rap music or whatever the hip music you got. He's got that radio going full blast. She's sitting in the back seat. And of course, the speakers are on either side. And I looked at Nate, I said, that's kind of loud. Because I turned around and I looked at her sitting in the back seat. She had two great big pieces of Kleenex sticking out of both ears. That was the most memorable trip.
I could have went deaf if I didn't let them out. I could still hear the music through the Phoenix. And so he turned it down finally.
A big thanks to all the wonderful, beautiful people of Red Lake that I was able to meet while gathering information for this segment. I'm Katie Carter, your host. Thanks for tuning in. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. If you appreciate this kind of programming and if you appreciate KAXE and KBXE, don't forget to become a member. Go to KAXE.org and click on Donate.
Which means I'll see you again.
Here's some of that rap music she was talking about. It's Thomas X with Have a Good Day.
Uju Gichimani do. Anamikiani Kurandijana Kaz, Neme and Don Dem. Misqua Gami Wizagi Gani and Dunje Ba. Miguich Nin Minogiji Gud. Seems like every day's been the same.